çocuğum ben. Bu çocuğum ben. Bu çocuğum. Bu çocuğum ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
It's time for another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ. And today I have James River Valley Library's Assistant Library Director, Jennifer. Correct. Jennifer, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. So we've never had you on the show before, and I think that's an absolute travesty because there is plenty of stuff going on at the library this summer. As I've looked through your guys' brochures and, you know, what's going on in the library. So is there, you want to talk about what's happening on at the library right now?
Sure. Yes, we have lots of programs for both children and teens. I'll talk a little bit about the children's programming first. We have programs such as Story Times, and those are for toddlers and preschoolers, and those happen on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. And then we have other programs like Family Game Nights, where we get together and we play board games, we play games on the Xbox, and just really have a good time with contests and prizes and snacks. We have Stories and Simple Crafts on Wednesdays, and that's every Wednesdays from the beginning of June until the end of July, and that's for ages preschool to age 7, and we do easy programs or easy crafts that are easy for them to understand. So it's, you know, stapling, painting, coloring. This week we're going to be making construction hats out of paper plates and bowls. Okay. Because our theme for the week is construction. And then on Thursdays we have crafts as well, and those are for kids ages 8 to 12, and they're a little bit harder of crafts. This week we're going to be making garden hats. We have movie nights, where we show movies at the library, and we have popcorn and juice, and we project the movies onto our big screen there. Those are pretty popular, and we do require registration for those movies.
Okay.
And we also have book clubs for ages 9 to 13, and we read one book per month, and then we meet and talk about it and, you know, quiz and have prizes. So those are our children's programmings that we have.
Okay, so now, who do they contact then, Jennifer? Do they have to be registered to attend these programs, or can they just show up to the library? And
that's a really good question. All of the programming except for movie nights and book clubs are first come, first serve.
Oh.
Movie nights and book clubs we require registration for, just so we know how many materials we'll need for those things.
Okay. So now you're not allowed to say what movie is showing, so everybody's held in suspense. But now, if somebody wanted to know what movies we're showing or get more information on this, can they contact you? Can they pick up a brochure from the library, or how can they go about that?
Sure, that's a really good question. Due to film company restrictions, we aren't allowed to advertise the title of the movie outside of the library. So if you're curious about what movie we're going to be showing that week, just give the library a call or stop in, and we'd be happy to tell you what we're showing. And for children's movies, we never show anything over PG rating, and they're usually a cartoon.
Good. So. Okay, so now these brochures that you have, can they go into the library and can they get one themselves?
Absolutely. We have brochures available for both our teen programming and our children's programming.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the teen programming. You said it's new. Last year was the first year, correct?
Yes.
So this is a new thing that you guys are trying. And so what's going on with the teen program that you guys have?
Yeah, sure. It's a new program that we started last summer, and it's the Teen Summer Reading Program, and this year's theme is Beneath the Surface. And so basically what that means is it's stories that are mythical or underground type stories. And so that's really hot with the teens right now. They're really liking the underground world. So for teens, we have crafts. And the next craft we're going to be doing is actually decorating a clay pot and planting plants into it as well.
Okay.
So we'll be painting it and whatnot.
Okay.
We also have teen movie nights. And the next teen movie night is actually going to be on August 8th. And those are for ages 12 to 17.
Okay.
And the movies that we show there range from PG to PG-13.
Okay.
No higher than that. And then we also have a teen book club, and that's for ages 12 to 17. And our next meeting for that is actually going to be on August 21st.
Okay. So. Great. So now, there's a question that I had, and now I cannot remember it.
That happens all the time.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what are the events that are coming up, like, right away, like, for both children's and teens, then?
Sure. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, we have Stories and Simple Crafts. Okay. So, again, we're going to be making construction hats out of paper plates and paper bowls.
Okay. What time does that start?
That's at 2 p.m. at the library basement.
Okay.
Yep. Thursday, we're going to be having crafts for ages 8 to 12, and, you know, once again, we're making the garden hats, and those are going to be canvas hats that we are going to use fabric markers to draw our own designs onto them.
Okay, all right.
And then next Monday, we have our last family game night of the summer, and that's for ages 8 to 17, and parents are always welcome, too.
Okay.
We have a lot of fun with that. We get the Xbox out, and we project it onto our big screen. And,
nice.
It's the Kinect, and so the kids are dancing around and moving. It's a really good exercise.
Good, good.
And then coming up next Tuesday, the 23rd, we have story time for toddlers and preschoolers at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And teen craft at 2 p.m. And so on.
Awesome. Okay, so then, okay, so we're talking to the assistant library director, Jennifer, with the James River Valley Library System, and she's telling us all about the events that are happening at the library throughout this summer. And does it continue on throughout the year? Jennifer, you said something about the winter as well.
Yeah, we have programming all year round. There's less of it than in the summer when you go into the fall and the winter due to school,
Right.
But we do have fall programming, and mainly that's story times. And then we do crafts once a month for the fall session.
Okay.
And then we also have a winter session where we do winter programming. So we have story time through that. And then we also do crafts on... And the crafts actually for the fall and winter programming take place once a month on a Saturday.
Okay.
And to find those dates out, you'll have to keep checking with the library.
Right. Now, to check with the library, they can either call. Is there a website that they can look at?
We do have a website that I keep updated regularly, and there's a calendar on there as well.
Okay.
The website is jamesriverlibrary.org.
Okay.
And you can go on there, and there's actually quite a bit of information about all of our programming on there.
Great. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Jennifer, before we leave off with that?
Well, I just want to thank you guys for having me on the air today.
Absolutely.
And being able to talk about the library programming. And for those of you who are new to town and want something fun to do with your kids, come on down to the library and check it out.
Or for those of you, for those parents that are like, oh gosh, the kids are in the house and school needs to start up again, send them to the library, right?
Absolutely. And for those teenagers listening right now, stop into the library because we've got some really great programming to offer you as well.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Jennifer. It was awesome. And we'll have to have you on again so you can keep us informed with what's going on with the library.
Thank you.